Hey, it's Joe Rately, owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network on the Cumulus Broadcasting System. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning, Grilling World. Our Facebook question of the day, brought to you by Grill Daddy, is, have you ever done a fish boil? And if you have, tell us what it is. And some people just call it a Cajun boil. It's basically, the thing you do when you're down on spring break. Everybody's just getting back now, probably, or in the car on the way back. But it's famous in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's just wonderful. So if you've ever done it, hit us on Facebook. It's the Grilling Guys on Facebook. And tell us what you put in it. Whichever combination and recipe we like best, you're going to get a beautiful brand new Grill Daddy steamer brush for your grill, and it's an awesome device. Jop's got one coming to him.
Yeah, maybe some of that Old Bay you'd put in that fish boil.
Don't give it away.
Or maybe a little extra garlic or something like that. But you're not going to pull the wool over our eyes. We've done this once or twice, but we are interested in your best recipe, because we'll post it on the Grilling Guys, give you all the credit in the world for doing that. But we just like to share a great recipe. When somebody throws down a good recipe, we want to make sure everybody else has the opportunity to give it a try. But speaking of good recipes, we've got one of our friends from Fenn Valley Winery. Doug Welsh is on the line. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. How are you today?
I'm super. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, how are you, Doug? Good to talk to you, and thanks for taking a little time with us. We just want to know, since spring is trying to come out, what is cooking down at the Fenn Valley Winery? You've just got so much change and so much going on all the time. Give us an update as to what's coming out from Fenn Valley.
Well, what's coming up is, first of all, as far as what's going on the farm, we're anxiously awaiting spring. But what's coming up, we just had a winemaker's dinner this past weekend, and April 28th, we're going to have an ethnic winemaker's dinner. A winemaker's dinner is like a 5 or 6 course dinner where we pair wines with various foods, one wine with each course, and it's an opportunity to try different food and wine combinations. And this year we're doing a Brazilian ethnic dinner.
Oh, are you going to do the barbacoa? Are you going to do the pit barbecue with it?
No, we're not going to do the barbecue. Speaking of that, I went to a Brazilian barbecue yesterday afternoon, and it was awesome.
Yeah, their style of barbecue is a little different again, and man, those people love the meat. I have a heart for those folks.
Yeah, they do quite the job. Anyway, then in June, on the last Saturday of June, we have what we call our Fenn Valley Wine Fest, and that's where we have bands and live music and things out on the farm. You actually go out on the farm, taste wine out in the winery.
What could be better than that?
A great time.
You know, Doug, this is our first broadcast on the Michigan Talk Network, so you're actually speaking to 11 different stations right now. So a lot of folks around the state might not know where Fennville is. Give them a little rundown on your positioning.
Well, okay, if you know where Grand Rapids is, then it is about 1 hour to the southwest and about 15 miles south of Holland, Michigan, right? We're within sight of Saugatuck Douglas Resort area.
Yeah, and you're real close to Lake Michigan, so those warm breezes in the fall help your plants. And what's the effect on the grapevines from Lake Michigan in the spring?
Well, I was just looking at that online this morning. We were at 36 degrees at about 7 o'clock, and in Grand Rapids, which would be maybe 30 miles east, they were right down about 33. So that's the difference, could be the difference between freezing and losing your crop and making it through.
Well, I got to tell you, your Cab Franc has become one of my favorites. I'm trying not to drink a bottle a day because I'd run out. But it is a beautiful blend, and I'm now getting to the point where I'm going to start garnering those Sauvignon Blancs.
Well, thank you. Sauvignon Blanc is something new here in Michigan, Cabernet Franc is one of the best, better reds that we can grow. I think you're going to see Michigan wines in general are going to be doing a better job with reds as we learn what grows well and how to make it do well in the bottle.
Hey, Doug, if somebody was going to make the trip over to the winery, tell us a little bit about it. Do you have a restaurant? Do you have a tasting room? Tell us a little bit about the winery.
Okay, what goes on there is we have a tasting room, and we do not charge for taste, so you can come and taste five samples of wine out of. We have about any time 25 to 30 different wines that you can choose from. So we have tasting room and then, of course, direct sales. On weekends, on Saturday at 3 o'clock, we give tours of the cellar, and I will be doing the one on this Saturday. Tours are about an hour and a half long, and you taste about anywhere from 10 to 12 different wines. We talk about all kinds of, all aspects of winemaking.
That's got to be a happy tour. I'm all over that.
Well, and it's educational, too, because, Doug, one of the things you guys do so well down there is teach people how to pair wine with different kinds of food, whether it be grilled food or otherwise. I think that's one of the biggest questions we get on the Grilling Guys is, I'm making this on the grill, and my wife, she's not a big beer drinker, and she'd like to drink wine. Can you give me a recommendation on what kind of wine based on what I'm grilling? And you guys, I know, embrace that and teach that when you're on the tour, and everybody in the grilling world appreciates that.
Well, pretty much the way it works is if you're doing a fish or a chicken without a sauce on it, something like that Sauvignon Blanc that you talked about or a Riesling would be a nice pair. The Cabernet Franc is excellent with grilled red meat or anything that has any kind of char or smoked character. The smoky character of the barrel and the smoky that the wine was aged in and the smoky character of the food just pair very, very well.
I paired it up with some chocolate almonds last night. It wasn't bad with that either. Hey, we've got to take off. We're hitting a break. So, Mr. Welsh, thank you so much. That's Doug Welsh from Fenn Valley Winery in Fennville, Michigan, right near Lake Michigan. So head out there, please. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, good guy.
Yep, coming up next, we're going to fire up the smoker and talk a little bit about some of that smoked steelhead. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I've got to fight today to live another day. Speaking my mind today.
My voice will be heard today.
I've got to make a stand, but I am just a man.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.